Tractate 21. John 5. 20-23 Part 1. Yesterday, so far as the Lord vouchsafed to bestow, we discussed with what ability we could, and discerned according to our capacity, how the works of the Father and of the Son are inseparable, and how the Father doth not some, the Son others, but that the Father doth all things through the Son, as through his word, of which it is written, all things were made by him, and without him was nothing made. Let us today look at the words that follow. And of the same Lord let us pray for mercy, and hope that, if he deem it meet, we may understand what is true, but if we should not be able to do this, that we may not go into what is false. For it is better not to know than to go astray, but to know is better than not to know. Therefore, before all things, we ought to strive to know. Should we be able, to God be thanks, but should we not be able meanwhile to arrive at the truth, let us not go to falsehood. For we are bound to consider well what we are, and what we are treating of. We are men bearing flesh, walking in this life, and though now begotten again of the seed of the Word of God, yet in Christ renewed in such manner that we are not yet wholly rid of Adam. For truly our mortal and corruptible part that weighs down the soul shows itself to be, and manifestly is, of Adam, but what in us is spiritual, and raises up the soul, is of God's gift and of his mercy, who has sent his only Son to partake our death with us, and to lead us to his own immortality. The Son we have for our Master, that we may not sin, and for our Defender, if we have sinned and have confessed, and been converted, an intercessor for us, if we have desired any good of God, and the bestower of it with the Father, because Father and Son is one God. But he was speaking these things as man to man, God concealed, the man manifest, that he might make them gods that are manifest men, and the Son of God made son of man, that he might make the sons of men sons of God. By what skill of his wisdom he doth this, we perceive in his own words. For as a little one he speaks to little ones, but himself little in such wise that he is also great, and we little, but in him great. He speaks, indeed as one cherishing and nourishing children at the breast that grow by loving. He had said, the Son cannot of himself do anything, but what he seeth the Father doing. We, however, understood it not that the Father doth something separately, which when the Son seeth, himself also doth something of the same kind, after seeing his Father's work, but when he said, the Son cannot of himself do anything, but what he seeth the Father doing, we understood it that the Son is wholly of the Father, that his whole substance and his whole power are of the Father that begot him. But just now, when he had said that he doth in like manner these things which the Father doth, that we may not understand it to mean that the Father doth some, the Son others, but that the Son with like power doth the very same which the Father doth, whilst the Father doth through the Son, he went on, and said what we have heard read today, for the Father loveth the Son, and sheweth him all things that himself doth. Again mortal thought is disturbed. The Father sheweth to the Son what things himself doth, therefore, saith someone, the Father doth separately, that the Son may be able to see what he doth. Again, there occur to human thought, as it were, two artificers, as, for instance, a carpenter teaching his son his own art, and showing him whatever he doth, that the Son also may be able to do it. Showeth him, saith he, all things that himself doth. Is it therefore so, that whilst he doth, the Son doth not, that he may be able to see the Father do? Yet, certainly, all things were made by him, and without him was nothing made. Hence we see how the Father showeth the Son what he doth, since the Father doth nothing but what he doth through the Son. What hath the Father made? He made the world. Hath he shown the world, when made, to the Son in such wise, that the Son also should make something like it? Then let us see the world which the Son made. Nevertheless, both all things were made by him, and without him was nothing made, and also the world was made by him. If the world was made by him, and all things were made by him, and the Father doth nothing save by the Son, where cloth the Father show to the Son what he doth, if it be not in the Son himself, through whom he doth? In what place can the work of the Father be shown to the Son as though he were doing and sitting outside, and the Son attentively watching the Father's hand how it maketh? Where is that inseparable Trinity? Where the Word, of which it is said that the same is the power and the wisdom of God? Where that which the Scripture saith of the same wisdom, for it is the brightness of the eternal light? Where what was said of it again, it powerfully reaches from the end even to the end, and ordereth all things sweetly? Whatever the Father doth, he doth through the Son, through his wisdom and his power he doth, not from without doth he show to the Son what he may see, but in the Son himself he showeth him what he doth. What seeth the Father, or rather, what doth the Son see in the Father, that himself also may do? Perhaps I may be able to speak it, but show me the man who can comprehend it, or perhaps I may be able to think and not speak it, or perhaps I may not be able even to think it. For that divinity excels us, as God excels men, as the immortal excels immortal, as the eternal excels the temporal. May he inspire and endow us, and out of that fountain of life deign to bedew and to drop somewhat on our thirst, that we may not be parched in this wilderness. Let us say to him, Lord, to whom we have learned to say Father. We make bold to say this, because himself willed it, if only we so live that he may not say to us, if I am a Father, where is mine honor? If I am Lord, where is my fear? Let us then say to him, Our Father. 2. Whom do we say, Our Father? To the Father of Christ. He, then, who says Our Father to the Father of Christ, says to Christ, What else but our brother? Not, however, as he is the Father of Christ is he in like manner our Father, for Christ never so conjoined us as to make no distinction between him and us. For he is the Son equal to the Father, the eternal Son with the Father, and co-eternal with the Father, but we became sons through the Son, adopted through the only begotten. Hence was it never heard from the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ, when speaking to his disciples, that he said of the Supreme God his Father, our Father, but he said either my Father or your Father. But he said not our Father, so much so, that in a certain place he used these two expressions, I go to my God, saith he, and to your God. Why did he not say, our God? Further, he said, my Father, and your Father, he said not, our Father. He so joins as to distinguish, distinguishes so as not to disjoin. He wills us to be one in him, but the Father and himself one. How much soever then we may understand, and how much soever we may see, we shall not see as the Son seeth, even when we shall be made equal with the angels. For we are something even when we do not see, but what are we when we do not see, other than persons not seeing? And that we may see, we turn to him whom we may see, and there is formed in us a seeing which was not before, although we were in being. For a man is when not seeing, and the same, when he doth see, is called a man seeing. For him, then, to see is not the same thing as to be a man, for if it were, he would not be man when not seeing. But since he is man when not seeing, and seeks to see what he sees not, he is one who seeks, and who turns to see, and when he has well turned and has seen, he becomes a man seeing, who was before a man not seeing. Consequently, to see is to him a thing that comes and goes, it comes to him when he turns to, and leaves him when he turns away. Is it thus with the Son? Far be it from us to think so. It was never so that he was Son, not seeing, and afterwards was made to see, but to see the Father is to him the same thing as to be Son. For we, by turning away to sin, lose enlightenment, and by turning to God we receive enlightenment. For the light by which we are enlightened is one thing, we who are enlightened, another thing. But the light itself, by which we are enlightened, neither turns away from itself, nor loses its lucidity, because as light it exists. The Father, then, showeth the thing which he doth to the Son, in such wise that the Son seeth all things in the Father, and is all things in the Father. For by seeing he was begotten, and by being begotten he seeth. Not, however, that at any time he was not begotten, and afterwards was begotten, nor that at any time he saw not, and afterwards saw. But in what consists his seeing, in the same consists his being, in the same his being begotten, in the same his continuing, in the same his unchanging, in the same his abiding without beginning and without end. Let us not therefore take it in a carnal sense that the Father sitteth and doth a work, and showeth it to the Son, and the Son seeth the work that the Father doth, and doth another work in another place, or out of other materials. For all things were made by him, and without him was nothing made. The Son is the word of the Father. The Father said nothing which he did not say in the Son. For by speaking in the Son what he was about to do through the Son, he begot the Son through whom he made all things. And greater works than these will he show him, that you may marvel. Here again we are embarrassed. And who is there that may worthily investigate this so great a secret? But now, in that he has deigned to speak to us, himself opens it. For he would not speak what he would not have us understand, and as he has deigned to speak, without doubt he has excited attention, for does he forsake any whom he has roused to give attentive hearing? We have said that it is not in a temporal sense that the Son knoweth that the knowledge of the Son is not one thing, and the Son himself another, nor one thing his seeing, himself another, but that the seeing itself is the Son, and the knowledge as well as the wisdom of the Father is the Son, and that that wisdom and seeing is eternal and co-eternal with him from whom it is, that it is not something that varies by time, nor something produced that was not in being, nor something that vanishes away which did exist. What is it, then, that time does in this case, that he should say, greater works than these he will show him? He will show, that is, he is about to show. Hath shown is a different thing from will show. Hath shown, we say of an act past, will show, of an act future. What shall we do here, then, brethren? Behold, he whom we had declared to be co-eternal with the Father, in whom nothing is varied by time, in whom is no moving through spaces either of moments or of places, of whom we had declared that he abides ever with the Father seeing the Father, and by seeing existing, he, I say, here again mentioning times to us, saith, he will show him greater works than these. Is he then about to show something to the Son, which the Son doth not as yet know? What, then, do we make of it? How do we understand this? Behold, our Lord Jesus Christ was above, is beneath. When was he above? When he said, what things soever the Father doth, these same also the Son doth in like manner. Whence know we that he is now beneath? Hence, greater works than these he will show him. O Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, Word of God, by which all things were made, what is the Father about to show thee, that as yet thou knowest not? What of the Father is hid from thee? What in the Father is hid from thee, from whom the Father is not hid? What greater works is he about to show thee? Or greater than what works are they which he is to show thee? For when he said, greater than these, we ought first to understand the works than which are they greater. Let us again call to mind whence this discourse started. It was when that man who was 38 years in infirmity was healed, and Jesus commanded him, now made whole, to take up his bed and to go to his house. For this cause, indeed, the Jews with whom he was speaking were enraged. He spoke in words, as to the meaning he was silent, hinted in some measure at the meaning to those who understood, and hid the matter from them that were wroth. For this cause, I say, the Jews, being enraged because the Lord did this on the Sabbath, gave occasion to this discourse. Therefore let us not hear these things in such wise as if we had forgotten what was said above, but let us look back to that impotent man languishing for 38 years suddenly made whole, while the Jews marveled and were wroth. They sought darkness from the Sabbath more than light from the miracle. Speaking then to these, while they are indignant, he saith, greater works than these will he show him. Greater than these than which? What you have seen, that a man, whose infirmity had lasted 38 years, was made whole greater than these the Father is about to show to the Son. What are greater works? He goes on, saying, for as the Father raiseth the dead, and quickeneth them, so also the Son quickeneth whom he will. Clearly these are greater. Very much greater is it that a dead man should rise, than that a sick man should recover, these are greater. But when is the Father about to show these to the Son? Does the Son not know them? And he who was speaking, did he not know how to raise the dead? Had he yet to learn how to raise the dead to life he, I say, by whom all things were made? He who caused that we should live, when we were not in being, had he yet to learn how we might be raised to life again? What, then, do his words mean? But now he condescends to us, and he who a little before was speaking as God, now begins to speak as man. Notwithstanding, the same is man who is God, for God was made man, but was made what he was not, without losing what he was. The man therefore was added to the God, that he might be man who was God, but not that he should now henceforth be man and not be God. Let us then hear him also as our brother whom we did hear as our Maker. Our Maker, because the Word in the beginning, our brother, because born of the Virgin Mary, Maker, before Abraham, before Adam, before earth, before heaven, before all things corporeal and spiritual, but brother, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Judah, of the Israel-Irish virgin. If therefore we know him who speaks to us as both God and man, let us understand the words of God and of man, for sometimes he speaks to us such things as are applicable to the majesty, sometimes such as are applicable to the humility. For the self-same is high who was made low, that he might make us high who are low. What, then, saith he? The Father will show to me greater than these, that you may marvel. To us, therefore, he is about to show, not to him. And since it is to us that the Father is to show, for that reason he said, that you may marvel. He has, in fact, explained what he meant in saying, the Father will show to me. Why did he not say, the Father will show to you, but, he will show to the Son? Because also we are members of the Son, and like as what we the members learn, he himself in a manner learns in his members. How doth he learn in us? As he suffers in us. Whence may we prove that he suffers in us? From that voice out of heaven, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Is it not himself that will sit as judge in the end of the world, and, setting the just on the right, and the wicked on the left, will say, come you blessed of my Father, receive the kingdom, for I was hungry, and you gave me to eat? And when they shall answer, Lord, when saw we thee hungry? He will say to them, since you gave to one of the least of mine you gave to me. Let us at this time question him, and let us say to him, Lord, when wilt thou be a learner, seeing thou teachest all things? Immediately, indeed, he makes answer to us in our faith, when one of the least of mine doth learn, I learn. Let us rejoice, then, and give thanks that we are made not only Christians, but Christ. Do you understand, brethren, and apprehend the grace of God upon us? Marvel, be glad, we are made Christ. For if he is the head, we are the members, the whole man is he and we. This is what the Apostle Paul saith, that we be no longer babes, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. But above he had said, until we all come together into the unity of faith, and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to the perfect man, to the measure of the age of the fullness of Christ. The fullness of Christ, then, is head and members. Head and members, what is that? Christ and the Church. We should indeed be arrogating this to ourselves proudly, if he did not himself deign to promise it, who saith by the same apostle, Beauty are the body of Christ, and members. Whenever, then, the Father showeth to Christ's members, he showeth to Christ. A certain great but yet real miracle happens. There is a showing to Christ of what Christ knew, and it is shown to Christ through Christ. A marvelous and great thing it is, but the Scripture so saith. Shall we contradict the divine declarations? Shall we not rather understand them, and of his own gift render thanks to him who freely bestowed it on us? What is this that I said, is shown to Christ through Christ? Is shown to the members through the head? Lo, look at this in thyself. Suppose that with thine eyes shut thou wouldest take up something, thy hand knows not whither to go, and yet thy hand is at any rate thy member, for it is not separated from thy body. Open thine eyes, now the hand sees whither it may go, while the head showed, the member followed. If, then, there could be found in thyself something such, that thy body showed to thy body, and that through thy body something was shown to thy body, then do not marvel that it is said there is shown to Christ through Christ. For the head shows that the members may see, and the head teaches that the members may learn, nevertheless one man, head and members. He willed not to separate himself, but deigned to attach himself to us. Far was he from us, yes, very far. What so far apart as the creature and the creator? What so far apart as God and man? What so far as justice and iniquity? What so far as eternity and mortality? Behold, so far from us was the Word in the beginning, God with God, by whom all things were made. How, then, was he made near, that he might be what we are, and we in him? The Word was made flesh, and dwelt in, among, us.